Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. I was making the rounds at my local farmer's market last week looking for something off the beaten path in the meat department. I stopped by Woolsey Farm, and they're famous for their excellent lamb, and that's where it hit me. I could get a pound or two of ground lamb and see what I could do with it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, first, I would say there's a little bit of a difference between ground beef and ground lamb.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of a broad statement, but sure. I mean, and it certainly depends on, you know, who's raising the lamb and who's raising the beef. But I think we can all agree in general that lamb tends to have more of a pronounced flavor than beef. And I think what's nice about ground lamb is lamb tends to be expensive. The prime cuts, in other words, you know, the lamb chops, the T-bones, the leg. I mean, but there's always the scrap available, the shoulder and things that really don't get used by the restaurant trade a lot that goes into the grinder. And then, of course, this is something that now these farms have to sort of sell, and it's sold at a very, very reasonable price.
It sure is. I think that it's fair to say anything you do with beef, you can do with lamb.
Of course.
But I think there are some differences in the flavor. And the one thing I do believe about lamb is that it's more compatible with a wider variety of spices and herbs and other flavors.
It can stand up to it. I mean, you know, once you start really throwing in a bunch of different things into ground beef, beef kind of just falls by the wayside and all you taste are these spices. Lamb's got enough in it to sort of stand up to whatever you want to do with it.
Because there are so many cultures around the world that have no qualms about eating lamb.
Yeah.
They may have qualms about hogs. They may have qualms about cows.
Right.
But lamb is pretty ubiquitous.
Yes.
It's really popular in the Mideast in Greek cooking.
Oh, my God, yeah.
In India, there's a lot of it. And so when you start cooking with lamb and ground lamb, you're opening your doors to a lot of different culinary traditions.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's this kofta, which is just sort of... an elongated meatball, usually roasted or grilled on a stick. That's kind of in many, many cultures around that entire area, each with their different sort of mix of spices. But to me, it's like one of the great treats of the world is to have lamb kofta.
Yeah, it is. And you can have it as a shish kebab-like thing.
Right.
Or you can have the small sort of meatball type thing and put those into lots of soups and stews.
Right.
And it works really well.
I agree.
It's likely to show up in tapas as well in Spain.
Of course.
Because it is that convenient bite size. Stuffing peppers and stuffing cabbage leaves with a mixture of ground lamb, rice, onions, garlic, spices. That's a great way of doing it.
And, I agree.
I just, it's so simple and so tasty. Here in Maryland, we tend to serve those things with a tomato sauce, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's one of our traditions.
I mean, one of the great lamb sausages of the world is merguez.
Merguez,
right? Which again, as you say, is heavily spiced, usually with harissa. But in terms of sort of using it instead of like chorizo, merguez adds such great flavor to a lot of dishes. So if you're looking at the dish that says chorizo, you can definitely use merguez, and I think you get a whole different ballpark.
And finally, if you have a lot of leftover vegetables and some mashed potatoes, shepherd's pie, which is a hugely, hugely favorite dish from the UK.
Of course.
And it's wonderful. And I've made it.
I mean, the Greeks, I would call it moussaka.
It's exactly, moussaka, almost exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You bring that bad boy out of the oven, and the mashed potatoes are nice and golden brown on top.
Perfect.
Comfort food with an English accent, I guess we could say. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.